Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord. And I wanted to actually, it's verses 10, 11, 12, and 13, and 24. Just, I want to read it first. It says, "And when the governor had nodded to him to speak," this is Acts 24, 10 through 13, "Paul replied, 'Knowing that for many years you have been a judge over this nation, I cheerfully make my defense. You can verify that it is not more than 12 days since I went up to worship in Jerusalem, and they did not find me disputing with anyone or stirring up a crowd, either in the temple or in the synagogues or in the city. Neither can they prove to you what they now bring up against me.'" And so again, you know, "I cheerfully make my defense." You know, despite how others behave and mistreat me or mistreat us at times, we are all called as Christians to show respect to all people. Even when Jesus was giving the Sermon on the Mount, that was one thing that he was very, very clear about, you know, that if your enemy hits you on the face, you turn around the other side of the face. When your enemy asks you to walk a mile, you walk two. We are to display such a different response versus a reaction that most people, you know, we are to learn in the Spirit how not to take offense, because when we take offense at anything, really, we lose our focus. And God doesn't want us to lose our focus at all. He wants us to stay very focused, because he has left us here, as it says in that 1 Peter 2, 9 and 10, to proclaim the excellencies of him that brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And so we are, you know, again, when we are mistreated, we act differently. And Paul is demonstrating this in Acts 24, 10 through 13. He is calm, and he is smart. He is very, very aware of things that's going on. He's not rattled, let me put it that way. Even being able to see through all of their stuff, you know, he's able to, in the Spirit, rise above all the things that are happening around him. So he's not taken by what they are doing. And I was looking at verses that would help me the next time that I am provoked and not to give in to the provocation. How do I show respect even when people are when they're mistreating me? What things do I need to remember? Well, one thing is that I want to remember that the Bible actually teaches it. 1 Peter 2:17, honor everyone. Honor everyone. You know, respect is not conditional. We are called to honor all people, and especially those in authority, and regardless of their action. You know, if they're misbehaving, we cannot use that as an excuse to misbehave, because we are Christ's ambassador. Another verse is Luke 6:27-28. "But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. I am called to show love and respect to my enemies." God commanded it. Jesus told his disciples to love and pray for and bless those who even mistreat them. And Paul definitely is walking in this walk, you know, and he hasn't missed a beat. And even, we're going to see, 2 years of being in prison, when he was in prison, he wasn't just there, you know, putting marks on the wall. No, he was sending out letters to the church and all of the things that only in the Spirit can we do. He did not reply evil with evil. In Romans 12, you know, he wrote later, or I can't remember whether he wrote this before or later, but I know he wrote this in Romans 12, 17 and 18. Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, as far as it depends on you, live peaceable with everyone. Later on he wrote, you know, or he has written to the Colossians, let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that they may know how you ought to answer each person. You know, again, he never left that whole perspective of the eternal perspective. You know, we are to show respect when even we are insulted, because this is what Christ did. We follow in the footsteps of Christ. And Peter was the one that wrote that. He said, 1 Peter 2:23, about Jesus, when he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. And we are also to respect, you know, to know that respect is an act of humility. And we are to be humble people. In Philippians 2, it says, do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than ourselves. So when we practice humility, even in the face of, you know, nastiness, we're showing respect. It's an act of the Spirit. It's an act of Christ's love in us. And then the last thing is that we are called to overcome evil with good. Later on, I don't remember when he wrote the Romans in regards to where he is right now. I think it was afterwards. But he did write to Romans 12, 20 through 21, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Dear Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I love it when you give me the power to do this. And I love it when other people do as well. I was speaking to someone earlier and they were speaking about someone being not nice in their office, and they were tempted to revile back, but they didn't. And Father, I want to remember those types of examples. I want to be respectful regardless of any way that people treat me. I want to be gracious and kind. I want to be this way because I belong to Christ and he has given me a life that I never believed that I could have. And I'm grateful for that. So Father, please keep me not merely talking the talk, but keep me walking the walk today and every day. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.